This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are approximately 13,588 school districts in this country. So says the latest data from the Department of Education. A group of parents in East Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are trying to add to that number, though. They are so fed up with the public schools there that they are trying to create their own city, St. George, it would be called, and with it, their own school district. East Baton Rouge has some of the poorest performing schools in Louisiana. But the movement to incorporate in St. George has divided people over race, class, and resources. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
The parents on either side of this argument don't agree on much, except this.
My kids are only going to be little once. They're only going to get one education. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for your kids.
Your first priority is to your own children.
You know, at the end of the day, most everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants their children to have better.
Better in East Baton Rouge Parish often means sending your kid to a pricey private school. The state ranks nearly half of all public schools in the parish D or F. So at the forefront of this current fight over the public schools, a lot of middle-class families. Like the ones at this evening meeting at Woodlawn Baptist Church. A group of St. George supporters are talking about ways to collect enough signatures to put the incorporation to a ballot initiative. Dustin Yates works for the fire department, and he's in the audience. He's sending his kid to private school, and he just got the bill for first grade.
Just the base tuition's about $4,300. You add another, I'd say, $1,200 a year for aftercare, so now we're at $5,500. Then you add in your extra miscellaneous fees that accrue throughout the period of the year. So we're somewhere probably in the neighborhood of spending $6,500 to $7,000 just for one child.
For a guy who calls himself as middle class as they get, it's too much. He wants the option of public schools. Yates says he's speaking from personal experience about the school system. He taught and coached football for a year in the district.
I witnessed quite a bit of violence. I always kind of felt safe because, you know, I have a physical presence and I'm just not going to be intimidated by a 17-year-old kid. But my heart did go out to certain teachers that did feel bound by the lack of discipline regulations in that school system.
Here's where it gets sensitive, because there's a perception about the kids at the center of a lot of the discipline problems in the East Baton Rouge public schools. What you hear from parents all over the parish is that these are kids who aren't getting a lot of support at home. Some say that's coded language for kids from poor, predominantly black areas of Baton Rouge. So Yates and the other parents at this meeting want to make something clear.
Just because I was raised in the southern part of the United States doesn't mean that I'm a racist because I want something better for the middle class. It just means I want something better for my family. And it doesn't, color does not interject itself into my thought process whatsoever.
But demographically, the area that would become St. George is both wealthier and whiter than the city of Baton Rouge. LSU economist Jim Richardson was commissioned by a local chamber of commerce to look at what might happen if St. George incorporates.
The median income is $90,000 in the proposed city of St. George. It's $57,000 in the city of Baton Rouge. You know, again, major differences.
More than a $30,000 difference. That would mean less spending per pupil for the kids in Baton Rouge and more spending per pupil in St. George. And it could threaten a part of the public school system that is thriving, Magnet and Gifted and Talented programs. If the school system as a whole loses money in students, it'll be harder to fund the Magnet programs. Belinda Davis is with One Community, One School District, a local advocacy group that opposes the St. George movement. Her three boys are in Magnet programs.
Even if residents in the Southeast are not being motivated by a desire to get poor black children out of their schools, that is exactly what is going to happen.
The narrative that race is a factor is something both sides are aware of. Clay Young owns a local marketing company.
So much here in this part of the world is not about race, but so much is.
He lives in the area that would become St. George, but he's not taking a side on the issue. He says he's upper middle class, but not rich. He's African American. His two kids go to private school. Young believes any kid can learn.
But children who come out of households where there is not structure don't know structure, and they tend to go into environments and cause chaos. And so you've got parents who are both white and black who are nervous about putting their kids in environments where there's going to be chaos. Now, people don't really want to say that because it's not PC and you sound like a racist. or you sound like an elitist.
Young knows he's lucky to have financial options. His fear is that the tug of war over St. George could spur everyone with the means or mobility to leave. And the only kids left will be the ones whose parents have no other choice. In Baton Rouge, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.